I'm immune.
You're not immune.
I'm immune.
No,
he is because the variants
You're
stay.
Immune.
They stay at a higher air level.
I am a
He's
moon.
Below the COVID layer.
Yeah. I orbit a planet.
You do.
Just spin around.
What's
a bit.
The planet called?
Vlukaku.
So are you the first moon of Vlukaku?
No, there's 78. It's a many moon planet.
Which moon are you?
Sam.
Yeah. But
Come
which
on,
one?
Man.
Sam, the moon of Vlukaku.
Yeah.
Which moon, though? What numbered moon? Are you like the 15th moon of Vlukaku?
No, I'm just... I don't know. How do we know our numbers? Do we need to apply for this information?
Vlukaku should tell you.
Does the council have a list of all
yeah,
of
Yeah, the council of Vlukaku well, knows all the numbers of the moons.
You were the 17th moon because you came after the... 16th moon.
Usually that's how it works, mate.
Brilliant, yeah. 16th moon, apparently.
16th. Is that you? So you're not the 17th?
I'm confused now. I'm lost in my own web of lies. Hello, 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 and welcome to Killer Rabbit Podcast, everybody! Yay! I was going to press the button that did the applause and then remembered that I don't have the button that does the applause. So how about a cow, folks? There you go.
I love that cow.
Applauding cow.
Just have to pretend that the cow was...
rapturous applause.
Rapturously applauding.
Yeah, I wish you'd forgotten.
And what is the sound
pressing the buttons.
Of cows applauding?
Is that sound?
Well, they can't really... clap the hooves together, so they just go. They just go like that.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
In different harmonies. Sorry, the same. It'd be the same harmony, but
their moo is like a multi-tool. It can be used in many different scenarios for many different things. It can show approval. It can show dissent, and it can show appreciation, like the standard human applause. Yes, well done.
There is a few scenarios, but not many.
No, there's only three.
There's only three.
I listed all of
three
them.
Three moo scenarios. Yeah.
Moonarios. Anyway, welcome to the podcast where we go and search through the silliest, strangest, and most surreal stories from the internet and bring them to your very ears. I am Sam and I'm joined by Mr. Adam Chase, everybody! No applause, there's a cow!
Hi, cow.
Somebody got in touch to say that the cow is their favourite bit of the podcast. Why do we even fucking bother?
You could just press that
just
button
an hour
over and over
of the
again.
Cow.
But yeah, let's just go for it. So today's episode is brought to you by... And that's it. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Actually, I need to introduce Benson before I say bye. It's Benson, everybody. There he is.
Hey.
Look at him. Benson, you're hungover.
I'm so hungover.
You sound like death.
That's what you're meant to sound
that
like
that
when you're
That is the
hungover.
Sound of death. When he turns up, he goes, all right, guys. All right. Off now.
Yeah, it's like
you're dead.
12% Benson, isn't he?
What's the other 88%?
88% death.
Just booze. Pure fucking... Methanol? Ethanol?
Methanol, fucking hell. That's a different kind of knife.
88% meth.
Methanol. That is dodgy, that, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Dodgy stuff. Methanol. Don't touch that. So, a couple of weeks ago, well, I think for the last couple of episodes, we were giving score ratings of how we were feeling. Benson, what number are you on, given that your hangover is roaring and ripping straight through your very internal systems?
Two.
You're a two.
Is that bad?
Yeah. See, I'll get there, though, as long as you bring all the bants, top bants.
Do you know
it's a sad day when Benson's a two.
I know, I don't know what to do. Should we just pack it in and go to the pub instead?
Okay.
Yeah. Playing with alcohol.
I'm a seven, really.
I think I just said alcohol.
Alcohol.
Alcohol, yeah.
I'm a seven, really.
You're a seven?
Yes.
You need to be a two, because do you know what rhymes with two?
No.
Yes, it does. Yes,
also,
it does.
Poo.
Yes.
Or doo-doo.
Lower the top.
Well,
lower the
it's so
lower the
so
tone.
Lower.
You've got an applauding cow. It doesn't really.
How
lower.
You
applauding?
See, you bought into it.
How you like it's applauding? It's just mooing. How do you know that's an applauding?
Because
cow?
There's only three.
That cow could be saying "fuck you."
There's only
recording cunt.
There's only three moves, yeah. And it's a 33.3%.
Yeah, but you don't
chance.
Know then.
That's
so
the,
how
that's
do you
that's
know?
The move of approval.
That is the move of approval.
It's an approval.
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 Doesn't really work, does
no.
it? Damn. So, how are you all doing at home, or in your cars, or on your beds, or walking
work.
Your dogs, or your sheep?
Do people
or
walk sheep?
I don't know.
Do sheep they? Walk themselves, maybe.
I've seen people walk in rabbits before.
Yeah, that's true.
I was speaking to someone yesterday who woke up to find a sheep in their garden.
Did they just come to say hi?
Do they live near a field of some description, or are they a farmer?
They live in the city.
There's a bloody sheep in my garden.
City centre, mate.
That's a farm. You work on a farm, you're a farmer. There's many sheep.
Oh, yeah, but yesterday there was a sheep in
my
garden.
Yeah, but there's a specific garden area that's meant to be non-sheep.
Did it have a sign that said no sheep allowed, and the sheep has ignored the specific no sheep allowed?
Well, it was written in sheep, so it's just
ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
A lot of B's and A's. But yeah, they woke up to find a sheep in the garden. How would you, this is a question actually, how would you deal with that? So you wake up one morning, you're in your boxers, because that's the thing now.
Or maybe you're not in your
boxers. You're putting your bin out. Yeah. Bin trashed up.
Yeah. Dwarf turns up, steals your bin, and then there's,
and
a,
then
there's
turn
a
around,
sheep
around
to deal
and
with.
There's a sheep.
And there's a sheep in your garden. How do you go about dealing with it?
I'd probably just try and coax it out, and if it didn't want, I'd just like, it must have got in somehow, go so I can get back
house,
out.
Yeah, but it'd be like a fly that finds the tiniest gap to get into a house, but then to remove it, you have to remove an entire wall.
I don't think sheep are as dumb as flies.
Mm. I don't know. The flock.
They do flock.
Like birds.
Where's the flock? If there's one sheep, surely there's got to be more sheep.
It might have been a rogue sheep, a rogue sheep.
A rogue sheep.
And then, how would you deal with it?
I'd just go back inside and let it deal with it itself.
You deal with that shit.
Sheep, you deal with getting out of my
You
garden.
Got yourself into this mess.
It's
get
not
yourself
for me to
back
deal
out.
With. Leave me alone. Yeah. Get out of my garden. Oh, don't. I don't care.
It'll be nice to have a sheep, but, you know, if it stays, it's my pet now. It's my sheep.
How would you deal with it?
Great question. I wasn't expecting it to be thrown back at me.
What are the chances that that was going to happen?
I would locate the area that it had arrived through.
And how would you prove this? How would you know?
If there was like three entrances, how would you know which area it came through?
I'd see if one of them had an exit sign above it. I'll just look for a sheep-shaped hole in the hedge and go, right.
I don't think it's like bound through a hedge to get in. I don't think sheep do that kind of stuff.
Well, it's not. It would have jumped
just,
in.
No, it's just probably just wandered through
the house.
A gate.
So here's my next question. You wake up, there's a sheep in your house.
I'm going back to bed. Just leave it to it. It'll get its own way out.
Yep.
So, it can graze on the carpet for all I care. Fuck it. So, did you see the joke,
yes,
great conversing.
Fucking amazing. I saw it.
The joke of the fringe. Did you see that?
The joke of the fringe.
Yeah, did you see that? Did you see that? No, you didn't see that.
I don't really know what you're referring to. The Edinburgh Fringe.
Yeah, the Edinburgh Fringe, like the biggest celebration of arts in the world, and most of it's comedy gigs and things like that. And every year, Dave, which is a TV channel over here, which is famed for putting on reruns of old classic sitcoms and things, but Dave, every year they do a joke
sitcoms.
Of the fringe.
They have shows like Top Gear and QI on repeat. They're not sitcoms.
Well, do they not do sitcoms?
That's like UK TV Gold.
Yeah, if you think like Royal Family and
right, more so. More panel shows then, isn't it?
I'd say so.
Yeah, but largely repeats.
It's a BBC off product, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't do much of its own stuff. Well, every year Dave awards a joke of the fringe.
Right,
it's always like a snappy one-liner because it's not going to work to write out a big fucking long, drawn-out joke. But this year's was fucking awful.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately, this won't be topical by the time it goes out because we record in advance now. But you guys hadn't heard of it, so maybe there's a chance that other people haven't heard it as well. Anyway, so they're usually not great. Right. They usually throw away one-liners. But so, this one is particularly terrible because it just doesn't really work on any conceivable level. So this was a comedian who said this. Comedian. I could be doing the air quotes, but I'm not. So, the joke, I started dating a zookeeper, but it turned out he was a cheater.
Oh.
I don't have any.
That doesn't make sense.
Exactly. This was the joke of the fridge. Tell me why it doesn't.
Because I get the fact that a cheater is an animal, and a cheater could be a person.
Yeah. A person cheating. Could cheat, yeah. An unfaithful.
But why would a zookeeper all of a sudden turn out to be a feline breed, one of the fastest mammal in the world.
Yeah, for this we're having to suspend the disbelief that either the cheetah was the zookeeper, so that the zoo is hiring animals to look after the zoo.
Or the zookeeper likes to ban cheetahs.
Self-sustaining, though, if you get the animals to look after themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually just called wildlife.
That is nature.
Just safari then, right? No, that's a bit of a...
Have they done it on purpose to make it?
It's meant to be like really bad but funny.
But it's not even. It's not even bad enough to be funny.
It doesn't work. Yeah, it's not.
It's just bad.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work because the other thing that we have to suspend disbelief is that she didn't realize that it was a cheetah. She started dating this human.
It was a cheetah in an overcoat.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, my date had
with a mustache. Really
large, yeah, a mustache and some glasses on.
Large paws.
And a hat. Mm.
I thought it was quite odd when. He started eating raw meat and went meow.
Well, it was already clawed my face off, but you know, what people do.
Yeah, that's one of the worst ones I've ever seen. There, pretty terrible.
It's poor. That
it's very poor
because it doesn't actually make sense.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And plus, the whole cheetah thing—that's such an old joke, isn't it? Why don't you play poker on the Serengeti because there's too many cheetahs? You know? Yeah. It's just one of
those. It's like a penguin rapper joke.
It's worse than that.
Penguin ones can be quite comical sometimes.
They can.
But I look out for this joke of the fringe every single year.
You build
year.
Up to it every year.
I it's like a moment. For
it's
you.
The highlight of my year. it's the best thing that happens to me.
And they've just ruined it.
And it's been ruined.
Who's the comedian who's ruined it for you?
She's called Lorna Rose Treen. Nothing against her because, I mean, I think she says it's a bit of a naff joke as well.
So why does she say it then? Why is it in her routine if she says it's a naff joke?
I figured out what's happened. The person in charge of picking this joke got super hungover and was like, you haven't found the joke yet. So he just quick played one little segment and went, that's the joke. Turns out the joke was a lot longer and it kind of explained it all and he just got the, or she... Got the one line.
Yeah, there's been quite a few comedians that have wanted to say, that's not even anywhere near the best joke in my set. Yeah. And then they get pulled onto every sort of news outlet to peddle. You know, like in the Simpsons with the I didn't do it. Say the line! And then they have to just repeat the joke about 30 times in a day. So I'll give you some of the other ones because they're all shit, but that's probably the worst one. So when women gossip, we get... When women gossip, we get called bitchy, but when men do it, it's called a podcast. What the fuck's she on about?
Oh, man, fuck you up, man.
Can't believe she said that. Oh, my God. Did you hear what she said? Oh, my God.
Attack.
Glad you went with that one. Thank you. I like this one. Nationwide must have looked pretty silly when they opened their first branch. Nationwide is a building society. Or is it a bank? I don't know.
Building society.
Yeah, it's called Nationwide. First one open. Nationwide. There you go.
A joke's always good when it needs to be mansplained.
Well, it didn't need to be. It's just for those who are not...
America-splained.
America-splained. Because they don't know what a Nationwide is, do they? But yeah, there's been some good ones throughout the years, like... hedgehogs, why don't they just share the hedge? See, classic one-liners. But yeah, that one doesn't work on any level. What? Do you not like that?
No.
He hates it.
No, that's
the eye rolling was
that's
telling.
Shit. That's as shit as the cheat one.
No, it's not. That's a great joke, that one. You see, we disagree here. I think that's a great joke.
Oh, why don't they share the hedge?
My joke's better than your joke.
My joke. I've got a joke.
Go.
On, then.
My life.
Really struggling today,
that's
isn't
so,
he?
That's so overplayed, that one.
Yeah. Sad, Ben.
A man walked into a bar. Ouch.
No, stop it.
Boo, Benson.
I knew I shouldn't have brought this up. Anyway.
I have a topic of conversation.
Oh, one of those.
People have
just
been
a topic.
People have been discussing it this week, and I think if I pose the question to yourselves, it'll either be one of them where we agree straight away and move on, or we don't agree and then we need to give reasons as to why. We don't agree on it. So, for your meals throughout the day, are you a breakfast, lunch, and tea person, or are you a breakfast, dinner? No, I've got it wrong. Breakfast.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Oh, no, breakfast,
is this
lunch,
the one that you've been working up to for the last 3 weeks and forgetting it?
No, because this is what Ernest spoke about the other day. Breakfast, dinner, tea, or breakfast, lunch?
And dinner.
Dinner. There we go.
Yeah. Well, it's a northern-southern thing, isn't it? First one for me.
Dinner.
Breakfast, tea. Yeah. I think that's very much a northern thing.
Yeah, but that was my argument, because you have dinner ladies. You don't really have the lunch lady, but you do have lunch ladies. Yeah,
lunch lady lunch Doris ladies. From The Simpsons.
But then how can you have a brunch? Why isn't it called a binner? Binner! Trash talk!
Trash talk! I would say lunch, but I'd say tea and breakfast.
Yeah, because it's tea time, but dinner time also is a thing. I know
lunchtime.
There was a big argument about it. I just wondered what
people
you two,
were arguing. Why?
About which one was the correct one. It's like the whole scone. Yes. I'm a scone person.
Scone.
I say scone. Do you say scone?
Oh, your bread cake thing. Yeah, I'm a scone.
Oh, bread. You say I say bread cake, but everything else is wrong.
Yeah. I think it's
the people who call it a tea cake are the worst.
It depends where you come from in the country, doesn't it? You can travel like 10 miles down the road and all of a sudden everybody has a different language.
Yeah, everyone changes.
It is crazy. If you look from like Leeds to Liverpool, what's that? 60 miles?
Something like that. Not far.
And the accent
you've got about four
is,
different accents.
The accent is significantly different there. But even Yorkshire.
Yorkshire.
Yeah, but if you go Wakey and Huddersfield, that accent's different. Then you go Pontefract, it gets even worse.
And then, like, South Yorkshire. That's off for a Bant. They go pretty proper Yorkshire down there.
Yeah, you get them little
And then
clicks
North and Yorkshire, Ebargum. There's just too many Southerners living in North Yorkshire now. Mm.
But yeah, breakfast, dinner, tea, that's the correct one. So, has somebody got a story? Has anybody brought a story?
I don't know even who. I have lost track of who's first and who's second.
We've been going rogue, completely rogue for the last few weeks.
You know what?
Adam's got a story.
Get it out. Get your fucking story.
Get your story out. Whap it out of the story pants. That's.
Oh, so I've brought an. We've not spoken about AI for a while. I feel like trash talk has taken over, so I've brought an
Unless
AI
we've been
story.
Led to believe we haven't thought about AI.
Maybe the AI is what's fucking with the trash.
Maybe the last few episodes have all together. Been created by a robot.
Maybe. But I found a story about AI today. So this is an AI that a New Zealand supermarket has been using to generate recipes. Right, for people.
You like stories from New Zealand.
Select New Zealand.
This might be your second one.
Sam remembers one previous one, but yes, I'm seeing a trend.
The pizza one, yeah, the pizza one. That was New Zealand.
Oh, hell's pizza.
Wasn't it? Well, this is AI. I mean, still food-based.
AI is not food-based.
No, but it's being used to generate meal plans.
Ever eaten AI? It's fucking delicious.
Did you fry it?
I start on the keyboard.
Did you fry it or baked AI?
You can cook it however you want. Come on, get with the times. Man.
Shallow fry.
I think AI is the best way to cook it.
Yeah.
Oh, what are them?
Sous vide.
What are them things called? Pressure cooker. What are they called that everyone has? Oh, them new ones.
An air fryer. No, not one of those. An air fryer. Oh, yeah.
AI fryer.
That's true. Well, this has just been making like meal plans for people, you know, so you can go to the supermarket, you can open it up, you can put some stuff
in. Open the supermarket up.
No, open the app up, put some information
in. The staff should be doing
that. And it's going to give you like a meal plan and then it's going to put the stuff in your trolley for you, you know, so you can make it.
How's it put the stuff in your trolley?
What? Because it's through a supermarket app.
Oh, right. So, yeah.
Online trolleys.
Right.
I'm with you.
We're not in the store.
The trolley's got robot arms.
No, we're
on
not in the store. We're on an app.
So, do you put in what you want to eat first or what ingredients you're planning on buying? And then
it doesn't say.
It already knows.
I think you just put in some information about yourself and maybe if you're like looking for like weight loss and stuff like that, and it'll. Make a meal plan.
It just puts like 6 gallons of water into the trolley. Right, that's it. That's
or
your
it might just give you recipes and then you select the recipe and stuff. But it makes its own recipes as well. Stuff.
It makes its own recipes.
Yeah. And this is where it's,
eggs and cauliflower.
This is why it's turned up in the news. So it started.
Add two vibrating dildos.
It started by it first kind of hit the news or hit online when it. Suggested an Oreo vegetable stir fry as a recipe.
This sounds like a sandwich I could get behind.
No butter.
Well, oh God, no. I think some of these recipes you might want to avoid.
Oreo stir fry.
Oreo stir fry, yeah. It then started recommending this thing called the aromatic water mix.
Aromatic water mix.
Aromatic is that just water mix. No.
Herbs in water.
No. It's chlorine gas.
Oh, the classic. It's a classic French dish. Chlorine de gas.
I think it's, what is it, vinegar and bleach or something that'll make chlorine gas. And it's telling you to do this in your own home. I think it's turned.
What's it saying then? Vinegar and what? Bleach?
It doesn't say vinegar. It doesn't tell you what it is. I can't remember what it is. It's bleach and something
it's
else.
It's bicarbonate soda or something, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Bicardamom.
Bicardamom.
Either way.
Bicardamom.
Either way, it has suggested it to a number of people as a recipe they should be making.
Is this when the AI doesn't like the person?
It's great for melting the fat away.
It knows about him. It's he's a prick. Kill yourself.
I think that, well, the thing is, I think it's turned because it suggests, right?
You think it's turned?
It recommends the recipe as the perfect non-alcoholic beverage to quench your thirst. So you're meant to make it and drink it.
It'll do more than quench your thirst if you're dead. You're not going to be thirsty.
It says,
is it going to quench you first?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
It says, serve chilled and enjoy the refreshing fragrance.
That's
literally means breathe it in.
That's a good point because boiled bleach isn't nice. It's best served chilled. It does say that on the bottle.
It is literally telling you to just inhale the chlorine gas that this thing's giving off.
If you remember, Trump at one point suggested like injecting bleach or something to get rid of coronavirus. Yes, so that's maybe it's his AI. I'm so hungover. I want this drink.
I don't think you do want this drink. It would fuck you up.
So what's happening? I mean, it's a good job we're in New Zealand because if this was America, the lawsuits.
They only go for lawsuits for ridiculous things.
Well, yeah, like an AI telling you to make chlorine gas in your...
Seems perfectly normal to me.
If that had happened in America, people would have died.
Yep. Because it would have been,
a Tide pod with a side of chlorine gas.
People would have tried it.
Well, no, they'd have made the chlorine gas and then shot themselves.
This AI recipe seems really weird. Let's try it.
Well, death. Judging by some of the fucking TikTok videos you see of people creating things, did you see the one of the woman making... I think it was like mac and cheese in the toilet bowl.
They use like their sinks as well. They'll just like put a plug in and just chuck fucking pasta in and like mixing shit.
My hope for humanity is that they are doing it just for likes and shares and engagement, which we are now giving them. But
I know, but cool.
if they're doing that because they genuinely think it's a good idea. But it's these tray bake things as well, which basically revolve around just baking chuck as much fatty, horrible, disgusting stuff as you can into one of those trays and just stick it in the oven for an
hour. Some of the recipes
they put like four blocks of cheese in.
I know, I've seen them. I've seen. Shut up, Benson. That would not be nice. Some of them are so disgustingly vile. Yeah. I watch the videos; it's awful.
That's it.
There's also some really good videos.
Oh yeah, some amazing recipes on like TikTok and stuff, and showing you how to cook it. You can get some great tips, but then there is atrocities everywhere.
Like
it's when someone opens a bag of crisps and pours water, and it's like, we're going to make mashed potatoes. And you're like, nope.
What, to like liquefy the potato?
Yeah, and then they'll pour them into a pan and heat them up and liquefy the potato.
Just fuck off, world.
I'm intrigued by that.
No, don't do it, Sam. Don't do it.
I'm intrigued by how it would work and what it'd be like. Terrible, obviously.
I don't like watching cooking videos where they make like chopping an onion look really simple. And then I'm there like half an hour later.
Cutting
missing
your fingers
fingertip.
Off.
Yeah. I've got a little like it's like an afro comb.
Oh, just straight in.
Straight in. Then you just do a little slice in between each of the spokes. I don't know what you'd call it. Between prongs. The little prongs, yeah.
Yeah.
And, so go you basically got a choppy fork.
That's how you're meant to cut it, isn't it? You're meant to go. Yeah. So you leave it intact.
Well, the chef way of doing it, and then you have to cut across, which is really difficult to do.
You go down like that, and then you go under across, and then you can go.
For the listeners who aren't watching this, Adam's doing a lot of hand signals. So am I. Can't just say it's all him. Sam's just sat there bemused.
I am.
I think it's important to describe what's happening.
I've also got a handheld wazzer for...
Whoa! Yeah.
This conversation changed.
What the fuck is a handheld wazzer?
It's just like a little thing. It's got razor blades in it.
Oh my God! It sounds horrific! Sam, what are you doing at home?
And you put your penis in it. And then...
and it wazzes you.
And it fucking sharpens it. It's a fucking penis.
Yeah, everyone wants a
sharpener for your penis. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Everyone wants a sharpened penis.
Yeah, you put your onions in it and you shut the lid and then you turn the thing.
I mean,
and
some people.
Rotates the razor blades and it chops your onion.
Some
up
people call them testicles.
But some people do refer to your testicles as onions, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
It's like a Londonish thing. Yeah. I think Austin Powers refers to it as his two onions. I can't remember.
There's meat and two veg, and I suppose, onion
would
is
be
a vegetable.
Vegetable.
Let's get technical.
Oh, your sausage and onion.
It works.
Put a bit of pastry around it, you've got a pie.
Sausage and onions. So sausage and broccoli.
So going back to your Wazza, is that the brand name?
No, it's just a Wazza, a Wazza thing.
It's just one of
what's Wazza? It's
basically what fucking Jamie Oliver says.
When you know when you make up a stupid name for things like the TV remote, you call it a doofer. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a Wazza.
I think it's probably an Oliverism.
An Oliverism.
You put it in there, you fucking Wazza it out.
He does not sound like that.
Cheeky bastard.
He's, no, he's, Jamie no, Olive Oil's not that.
Jamie Olive Oil. Brilliant.
That's his name.
Oh, that's good. He's got a bit of a lisp, hasn't he?
Has he?
I don't know.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to ban good foods.
I'm going to get rid of all the turkey twizzlers. Fuck off, you knob.
Bankrupted himself. Whoa.
Turkey twizzlers are
fucking
shit.
Career and what you... Look, right, they might be shit, but they're nostalgic shit.
It makes a valid point.
Beige meal.
I'm still confused to what wazzing is. Meal. What is wazzing?
Just wazzing it up.
But that doesn't describe anything.
You stick it in the wazza and you wazz it.
But why, what
how
is
are you
it?
Not following
it? It comes out wazz.
Yeah. What is it that you would wazz?
An onion.
Specifically here, I'm talking about wazzing onions. But you can wazz anything. You can wazz herbs. You can wazz potatoes.
Wazz herbs, wazz spices, wazz the kernel.
I thought you were going to say curtains. Wazz the curtains.
You can wazz it if you want. If you can wazz them.
But what curtains. Does it look like
post wazzing?
You take
your stuff, you stick it in the wazza, wazz it, and then it comes out wazzed.
But what
Jesus,
does wazz look?
Why are you not understanding, man?
So, you know, like diced onion looks diced.
Diced? What do you mean by diced? I don't understand the word
like
diced.
Like a die.
Sam, I'm just asking a normal question. What does a wazzed product look like?
Just all wazzed up.
Oh, you'd be great at... This is your imagination issue again. Sam, we need you to do a marketing campaign for the Wazza. Well, basically, you put it in, it gets wazzed up.
Fucking wazz it, mate.
That's how the advert goes. Do you want something wazzed? Here's a Wazza. Put stuff in it, and it's wazzed, innit? There, buy a Wazza today.
You sound like that window guy.
Which one? I would
then
buy
you buy
a
one, you get one free.
You fucking buy a Wazza, you get Wazza free. It's
you get
a
wazzed up. Call 0800, wazzed up now.
Fucking wazzed.
Do you understand what something...
I get what
yeah,
you mean.
Something would
I
be
understand.
Wazzed.
You just chuck it in and it wazzes it.
I've never had a recipe that says wazz the onion or wazz her the onion.
You've not lived. Not lived, my friend.
Where are you getting your recipes from?
Yeah. The non-wazz.
The anti-wazz brigade.
Yes, that's it. The AWB.
This cookbook is 100% wazz-free. Just chops it.
Oh, for fuck's sake, that was, you went round the houses just to say chops it.
Basically, pricks call blenders wazzers. There you go.
Oh, so it's a blender?
Well, it's a handheld.
A food processor?
It's a handheld.
Oh, the twist, when you twist?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a wazzer. It's not...
Right then, it's time for Little Sammy's section. Diddly-dilly.
Little Sammy's section. Diddly-dilly.
Little Sammy's section. Little Sammy's section. It's time for Little Sammy's section. Diddly-dilly. Apple!
In the Wazzer he goes. In the Wazzer he goes. It's Sammy's little wazzing section.
What do you mean?
In the Wazzer he goes.
What do you mean?
Sam goes in the Wazzer.
What do you mean?
Sam goes in the Wazzer.
What do you mean, wazz? I don't understand. What do you mean?
I'm going to invent.
Explain what you mean by wazzing me.
I'm going to invent the product called the Wizzer.
Well, I don't want it.
I'm going to put you in it.
I don't want it. Don't get me out of it. What do you mean, wizard?
You're in the wizard.
Oh, my God.
The wonderful wizard of kitchens.
The wonderful wizard of Sam's.
The wonderful wizard of Sam's. The wonderful wizard of Sam's.
Wizardy, 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 wizardy.
No, not wizard, wizard.
Yeah, you can't say wizardy.
Wizardy, wizardy, wizardy.
Yeah, it's too difficult.
Wizardy, wizardy, wiz. Wizardy, wizardy.
So anyway, it's my section. I do silly things.
No.
God.
Yeah, so I'm doing something we've not
done.
Boo! Boo! Boo!
Oh, he got so butt hurt by that.
Oh, I fucking booing me, fucking trash talk.
Wow, you've even done it in time.
Well, now you've said it. What's your trash talk?
There is no trash talk.
You can't play the thing and not be trash talking.
All right.
There is official rules of trash talk.
Saw a video the other day that showed that you can leave your roll of bin bags at the bottom of your bin.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
And then when you pull the bin bag out and you just tear it off at the bottom, I don't know how or why that makes life easier.
It doesn't, because when you get about halfway down, the weight's not enough to support it and you end up having to go,
yeah.
It's rubbish.
Have you seen them auto bin... There's a device you can
that.
Attach
it
to your
seals bin. It yeah. when it's full.
And it puts another bin liner in there for you.
How is... Oh, it's my fault that bin talk has
you
wormed its way back.
You started it yeah. by not having any. So
I
want
one of those bins that seals it for you and fucking... Yes. Yeah.
Well, thanks to Shireen for the 5-star review. All down to the bin content.
Apparently.
It's
we
just
love a bit,
it's, you know, people say the favourite things about our podcast is trash talk and cow noises. Yeah. We really went after a different market.
And shopping trolleys at one point.
Shopping trolleys were good. They need to be carted back
That's
at
true.
Some point.
Yeah. Cart them back. At
Trolley some talk. Point. Sorry. Trolley talk. So yeah, we've been doing lots of new things in Sammy's section. You've taken a few. Thanks for that, Benson. there's been lots of different things.
You're very
things.
Welcome.
So what few is he taking,
we're going
How
back,
many?
We're going back to a classic, and I've butchered the format again.
Oh, God,
who cares? Who the fuck cares? I don't give a fucking shit.
We all care.
I do. I care deeply.
I do.
Do what I want. Are your skills sharp or are they blunt? If you don't know the answer, just put up a front. We've got three little statements and one's a fact. It's a mini mystery waiting to be cracked. It's Fact Hunt. It's Fact Hunt. It's just a big fact hunt. So come on, hunt the facts.
So you're there with your boxers on, but then you might not be wearing your boxers. And fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
Thanks to Tiff Miller there for the Fact Hunt theme. Unfortunately, I've completely bastardised the format again. So the song states three statements and one's a fact. There's five statements and one's a lie.
Oh.
Got five
you,
little statements.
You are a lie, Sam. You just turned everything into
this,
lies.
You was
You've
this
wazzed
one,
it
right
up. You chucked in Wazza, didn't you?
Yeah, I've completely fucked it, basically.
Why? Why would you do this?
I don't know, because I'm
putting
you on
Why is Tiff re-recording it each time for when you're butchering?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So, Tiff, you need to do several other versions of the Fact Hunt theme. Five
Depending
statements
on what mood
and one's
in.
A lie. Yeah. You need to also preempt what mood I will be in and supply me with endless Fact Hunt themes.
Did you get this from your book?
No, not from the book.
you have two identical books.
Did you get
books.
This from your butt?
Did you get it from your... So you have books which provides it all for you and you've still gone manual
yeah,
nerd.
Yeah, no, what happened? Well, you've got fact books.
This one's very topical.
Oh, very topical.
Because do you know what day it is today? Or what
Yesterday.
Day it would have been today?
Tomorrow.
No, that's not how days work.
Today's Friday.
Last week.
No.
Yesterday.
Imagine when this goes out.
7-7. I don't know.
That's not... that would pass 7-7. What?
15-12.
When does it go out?
So it goes out this episode. If you're listening to this on the day... If you're not listening to it on the day of release, what are you even doing in your life?
Then you've ruined this entire
thing.
If anybody is listening to this at any other day apart from the fucking day that we release it, then it's not going to make sense.
Just turn it off. We've
good
got
thinking,
we've,
Sam.
We've got your download number now.
Go on,
fuck
Batman.
Off.
So today, if you are listening on the day of release, would have been Freddie Mercury's birthday.
Oh.
Lovely.
I thought that were in December.
Would have been 77 today if you're listening on there.
77? That's weird.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun. Darren Brown'd me, have you? Or have I Darren Brown'd you?
Someone's Darren Brown, someone.
Yeah, Darren Brown's inside.
Darren
somewhere.
Brown's Darren Brown himself
oh
in the mirror.
God.
He's now Darren Blue.
How does that work?
I don't know.
He's confused himself so much he's forgotten his own surname.
Darren the White.
But he has to keep with the colour theme.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what's happened. Brilliant.
As far as imagination goes, you just naturally think of another colour, don't you?
I mean, it just goes through levels.
Was the colour named after a surname or was a surname after a colour? That is the question.
He started off a long time ago as Darren Red.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
And then he mixed himself with another colour. Green, is
he's,
it?
He's just
green?
Gradually...
Right.
Red and green makes purple.
What?
Red and green makes purple.
Does it?
Yeah.
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Red and green makes purple.
I know we're... It sounds like we're taunting you a second time, but
no, I don't believe.
Red and green makes purple.
Red and black would make it brown.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Darker.
I reckon. Yeah, because brown is actually a part. It's offset of red, isn't it?
Yeah, so. It's an offset of red.
See, shit with colours.
Did you know that black is actually where there's no colour?
Yeah,
and white is all the colours.
And pink doesn't exist.
It does.
No, it doesn't exist.
It's not a primary colour.
No, it doesn't exist as an individual colour.
No,
it's just light red.
Apparently, it just doesn't exist. Like it's something to do with light rays. I don't know.
I'm it not does exist.
Colours. No,
the colour pink.
Look it up. Just look it up and read it. I can't be asked to explain it because I don't fucking understand it.
Strawberry Angel Delight. What colour is Strawberry Angel Delight?
Red, obviously. It's strawberry.
Light red.
Light. Oh, fuck off. Light red.
Honestly, read it up. Pink doesn't exist. Read it up.
Pink shares have just gone through the floor. Yeah. The artist, that is.
Right, anyway, so it's Freddie Mercury's birthday, if you are listening.
Are you going to be on the 5th of September? Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, and I've already thought that I'm going to really struggle to get one over, particularly on you.
I know quite a bit about Freddie.
Yeah, I think Benson's won.
Well, no, you're on the same team. That's why there's five. If there's five statements, you're on the same team. If there's three statements, you're against each other.
I could hear him starting to boil over.
I want to do it. I want to make the noise.
My noise.
Me made the noise.
So.
That it's tickled you.
That probably tickled me.
Statements five about Freddie Mercury. I'm pretty sure you'll just know this straight away, but.
Okay. I'll pretend I don't. For the listeners.
Hopefully I can get one over on you.
Who's Freddie Mercury?
Don't play that dumb.
Okay.
So there's none of the really, I say really obvious ones, but is that only obvious because you know them?
Like there's a lot of myths about him.
The Bulsara thing and the born in
Zanzibar.
From Zanzibar!
And he worked as a, I'm not going to say it actually in case it's
He worked as a waitress in a cocktail bar when he met you.
No, he worked as a baggage handler. That's
by the Human League. It is. Unlike that other song that you mentioned.
That is by the Human League. It is by Human League.
Bringing our outside arguments into the podcast.
On Spotify, it is under the band Human League.
Like, what song was it again?
That's that one. No, it's not. Electric Dreams.
Electric
Dreams. Listeners, back me up. Electric Dreams. Wikipedia chat shit, which I think Sam just edits before he screenshots it. I remember it using the word erroneous.
Why don't people do that? Yeah. Just edit it, screenshot it before they change it back and go, look, it says.
And everyone will probably just go, oh, yeah, fair enough.
Well, you get about 5 minutes before it gets verified and changed back. Yeah. Right. So, come on. Statement one.
Back along.
Okay, so ready. Statements five about about Freddie Mercury.
Why are you moving away from your microphone?
Whose birthday it would have been today if he wasn't dead.
Imagine if one of the statements
is...
Imagine if one of the statements is... Freddie's birthday was on. There's one fact.
There's one falsity. There's one falsity. Okay. So you got to find the falsity.
I'm going to let Adam go first. I know we're on the same team, but yeah.
Okay.
I think you'll get this.
Right.
Right. Okay.
You really thought this one out, didn't you? So, it's a good job we're dragging all of this bit out. Because it would have been another very quick.
But the listener can play along as well, and they might not be as knowledgeable.
They're sat there going, get on with it!
Listeners, play
going,
themselves.
God, I wish it was Trash Talk. Right. So, statement number one. Freddie started writing Bohemian Rhapsody in 1968 when he referred to it as the Cowboy Song. Statement two. Kurt Cobain mentioned Freddie in his suicide note. Statement 3. Freddie has an asteroid named after him. Statement 4. The urn containing Freddie's ashes is on display at Sotheby's in London. And statement 5. A South Korean Queen superfan was successful in seeking the band's approval to create a statue of Freddie. He started emailing them in 2014 and he had a ploy to email them every month for 8 years. His request was finally answered in 2020, and the statue was completed on Jeju Island in 2022. Those gentlemen are your statements five about Mr. Mercury. I will pass it over to you to
I know which one's false.
Which one do you think is false?
Well, you go first, as we agreed upon.
And you would know them.
And I'll tell you which one is false.
I'm leaning towards the second one being false.
Kurt Cobain.
It's been a while since I've read that.
Yeah, no, it's been a while since I've read that.
So, the Cowboy Song one.
Yeah.
It is true. I think he's going to say it's true, but he's wrong. Bohemian Rhapsody was three separate songs. Mm. The first part of it was in the style of a cowboy song.
Right, right.
And then there was an opera song and then a rock song and then they merged them all together. Number two, Kurt Cobain. I'm not 100% on that. Three, what remind me of the third one?
Asteroid named after
Well, Brian May probably found it.
Yeah, I named it. I can think that's pretty good.
The one that I believe is false is the ashes. Because I remember reading, so it's burial place in Lake Geneva. They purposely scattered his ashes so that fans wouldn't try stealing them or anything.
Right, okay.
And they scattered it into like the lake or something. And that's where that statue is of him. That's what I'm drawn to. Sotheby's, that's an auction place.
Auction house, yeah.
I don't think his estate would have wanted his ashes on display at an auction house.
I know what you mean.
He wasn't really that kind of person. And I'm sure it's him whose ashes
were... So you put that in his will. Please don't put my ashes!
Sotheby's is very glitz and glamour, though.
Yeah, but I'm sure he was... The memorial for him's at Lake Geneva. And is it Lake? Yeah, and they were purposely... They do it with a lot of famous people. They purposely scatter them so that people don't go digging it up and trying to sell it on the black market or anything. Besides Elvis Presley. But
if it's at Sotheby's and it's well protected.
Yeah. I'm sure they scattered him. And then five, it was that long that's got to be true. It was where Sam just carried on going. It was like...
Never ending.
My opinion would be number four, but I'm happy to I'm not 100% confident on it.
I'm not 100% confident.
I started out that I was.
Two or four.
I reckon Kurt would have mentioned him because it was all, his suicide note was all about the rise to fame and how much it all hurt him.
Mm.
And when did he kill himself? That was 93, wasn't it? Freddie died 91 or 90. So, yeah. I'm drawn to number four, but then I don't get why he would just randomly say it's on display at Sotheby's unless someone else is on display there and he's just...
Maybe.
Mixed. I don't know. You're going to have to pick.
Don't make me pick. You pick.
But what if number one he's done as like a close fact and it is what I said and that's actually the false one?
So when you said I know which one it is, fucking had no idea.
No, I don't.
You get confident till you start like reasoning. Yeah, out,
so like, when he read them all out, like, oh, no, I was like, I'm sure I read that he got scattered.
Well, we'll go with that one then. Gut feeling's always a good choice.
Fair enough. We'll go with number four
You're going with four as the falsity.
Yes.
Okay. Right then. So the first one, Freddie started writing Bohemian Rhapsody in 1968 when he referred to it as a cowboy song. That is very true. That's true. You might have been right with the other stuff as well. You probably, I don't know, let's just say that you are. But still, he started writing it. And if that's the first part, I think the statement stands up.
No, it's nice.
Okay. Kurt Cobain mentioned Freddie in his suicide note. He did.
Ooh.
Exact quote, when we're backstage and the lights go out and the manic roar of the crowds begin, it doesn't affect me in the way in which it did for Freddie Mercury. He seemed to relish in the love and adoration from the crowd, which is something I totally admire and envy.
Mm.
Sad times. Freddie has an asteroid named after him. So the asteroid was formerly known as 17473, or 17473, he knew that, didn't he? But was it changed to Freddie Mercury or is it changed to Brian May? It's Freddie Mercury. Yeah, so that was dubbed Freddie Mercury in 2016.
Right.
The year he would have turned 70. And a little quote here as well. Even if you can't see Freddie Mercury leaping through the sky, you can be sure he's there, floating around in ecstasy, as he might sing. That's what he did there. So, number four then, the urn containing Freddie's ashes is on display at Sotheby's in London is... Trolls! False! Trolls. It's false.
What do you mean it's trolls?
It's false. Yes, you were correct. Well done. Congratulations. Yes. The scattering, though, his ashes were actually entrusted to longtime friend Mary Austin.
Yeah. She got his all...
And she's never disclosed what she did with them.
Okay.
So they weren't scattered. But you're right about they didn't want people to go and visit the burial ground and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's never, ever revealed, and she says she never will. And the South Korean superfan, yeah, that's true as well. He emailed them once a month for...
Who did he email? Queen.com?
Yeah.
Queen the band.
Brian May.
Brian.may at queen.com.
professor.co.uk.
Yeah. So, started emailing him in 2014. Took about 6 years later. They went out to Seoul, played a gig there, and he said, oh, can I make, because that's how South Koreans sound, can I make a statue of you, please, Brian? Not you, sorry, Brian.
Freddie.
What's your friend's name? Freddie.
I want to make a statue of Freddie. Yeah. I need your permission, please. Thank you.
And then they made a statue. Oh, yay. What a lovely story. Yeah, and there was much rejoicing.
Yay.
Yes, yay. There was. So congratulations. Hopefully you played along at home. Maybe you were successful. Maybe you weren't. But Benson Adams certainly were. And this was this week's Factor.
Well, I think I'll end. Well, not end today's show, but
you're not allowed to end the show.
Sorry, my show. That's my show. My show. My ending.
Mean.
So, have you heard of the terminology Stockholm syndrome? Don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. When you go to Stockholm.
All right. So you're interrupting.
Yeah. When you go to Stockholm and your leg hurts.
Yeah. I once confused and called it Helsinki syndrome because I think someone else called it that once.
Oslo ouchies.
But Helsinki syndrome is what you call it when you can't remember the word of the syndrome that you're referring to. But anyway, Stockholm syndrome. Right. So it's where
that's not true.
That is.
You're lying.
It's on Wikipedia.
That's the untruth. I'm going for that one.
Lies.
Wait, do we have to play the theme again?
Yeah. Here we go. Oh no! I can't. Stop. Hang on.
Jesus.
I just
we've got to try and trap him in that as much as possible.
It's the same one every time as well. And it's just when the horns keep coming back in, he's like, no.
Stupid soundboard.
So, I can't remember why I started talking about Stockholm syndrome. This is like the reverse version of it.
You might have to run away from something.
No. It's the opposite. I'll explain.
You might have to explain what it is.
Stockholm syndrome is where you're a capture.
You're a captive.
So you're a captive, and then you start getting feelings for the captor.
You can't start siding with the captor.
And you feel sorry for them, and then you do sexual things. I don't know.
It doesn't have to be sexual.
It does have to be sexual.
Does it have to be sexual?
Maybe it's a good thing that he kidnapped me.
Maybe it's all right. Yeah. You start siding with them.
Oh, he's a good guy, actually.
Yeah, you start
seeing it gives me a slice of bread every 3 days.
Stockholm syndrome. Okay, right. So that's Stockholm syndrome.
So this is
when
reverse.
You start to hate your captor?
No, the other
you
way.
You start off like
every other situation. Yeah.
Oh, I don't actually like you.
Surprisingly, I don't like you.
Why are you tying me up in your basement? I don't like that.
I really liked you to start with, and now I fucking hate you.
This is why me talking about Stockholm syndrome actually makes no sense to the story.
Oh,
the story's actually about Peter.
So the story's about...
What's your favourite topping?
Alien.
Pineapple.
Or pizza. I thought you said Peter. It's about Peter. No, it's not. There's no one called Peter in this story. Oh, no, it isn't.
Peter was my kidnapper.
So,
really nice guy.
You got Peter.
If you've quite finished.
I don't know.
Carry on, Lynn.
Yeah, okay. How was Peter then? When did he kidnap you?
Pizza.
2014.
2014?
Yeah.
Where did he take you?
He took me into his cellar.
The aquarium.
Tied me up.
Right.
And then...
He took you into your cellar?
Yeah, into my own fucking cellar. You.
Fucking... taking liberties there.
That is how you get
kidnapping
him,
you
taking
in
him
your,
into
own,
your own cellar, yeah.
Bastard.
So this... my story this episode is about Marjorie Perkins.
Marjorie Perkins. You said that like we were talking about some other person called Perkins. This one's about Marjorie Perkins.
Not Laura Perkins.
Not Peter Perkins. Yeah. Marjorie Perkins. An 87-year-old woman who fought off a teen attacker before...
A teen attacker.
A bad Tina Turner impersonator.
A teen attacker.
Rolling on the river. So the teen attacker, she fought off before feeding him.
She's like, fight him off and then like, would you like some food, love?
Yeah. It's the classic 87-year-old thing.
Reverted into grandma mode.
And I'll just hit you over the head with a Zimmer frame, but would you like a nice cheese sandwich?
I'm just sat down now, I'm going to make you some tea. I'll just get your sandwich, you know, you'll be fine. Wait for the police to come.
We'll warm some soup up for it. So she woke up to find her attacker standing over her.
Oh, God.
But after initially fending him off, she then offered to feed him after he revealed he was awfully hungry.
I'm hungry. I thought you were going to attack me then.
I broke in, but I'm just hungry.
What a time we're living when 87-year-old women can't go through the night without being asked for food from teenagers.
I'm hungry.
I mean, tell you what, if you're going to attack someone and they woke up, the best thing to do is, I'm really hungry.
Especially if it's an old lady.
Yeah, exactly.
No, love, I'll get you something.
I respect the tactics.
No, it's no chapel.
Sure. She was asleep and then she was awake.
Yes, that's
how waking up.
She was asleep
works.
And then she was awake. Then she was asleep again. Then she was a bit more awake.
So this
went on for 87 years.
You know when I don't read these things.
Oh, yes, here we go.
As she woke,
what have you what have you worked out?
The plot's about to thicken.
Oh, it is.
As she woke up, the young man who had taken his trousers off told her he was going to cut her. Now, if you don't want to get blood on your trousers,
I'm going to cut you.
I don't think he was going to cut her, unfortunately.
Can we take some steps back?
I think she heard the wrong word there.
I'm trying to visualize this, and I'm getting
nowhere
with it.
You don't want to visualize it.
There was a teen attacker.
Teen
attacker.
Rolling.
Teen attacker.
Rolling on the roof.
Teen attacker.
But if you're gonna cut somebody, you remove your pants so you don't have blood.
So
you don't want to get blood on your Brendan jeans.
I don't want to get blood on my dick either.
Can we start again?
Okay. No, we can't. No, we're here now.
So, Marjorie Perkins.
Marjorie Perkins.
Age 87. Fights off.
She fought off, yeah.
Fights off.
Fought off.
Fights off.
Fights off. She's still doing
hungry.
It. Still doing it right now. Still going.
Off.
She's, no,
got,
say
she's
fighting,
got great stamina.
Currently fighting off.
Yeah.
live!
Breaking news!
Margaret Perkins versus Teen Attacker!
With no pants!
Every time you say Teen Attacker now, it's getting harder to not
attacker.
Say it. So, I'm not going back.
So, she wakes up.
Okay, we are going back.
What do you mean she wakes up? She thought she fought him off. And then he was hungry. And then he said,
no,
I'm going to cut you.
No, see, you're getting it wrong. So, she wakes up. Yeah, he's stood over the bed with his pants off. And he goes, I'll cut you.
Right.
And then he attacks. And then she fights him off. And then she's like, oh, would you like some tea, love? Put your pants on.
Is that right? Because that's not the order you did it in.
No, you didn't. In
so,
Benson order.
She was. We'll go
the
back.
Reverse order.
No, it wasn't even reverse. It was just folded inside itself.
So she was asleep.
Right.
And then she was awake.
Right.
And he stood pantless over her.
I'm going to cut you. And then she fought him off.
And then she thought to herself, if he's going to cut me, then I'm going to kick. So she jumped into her shoes. This is word for...
She's 87 and she jumped into her shoes.
I mean, the first thing you do when you're fending off...
How fast was he as well to say that this woman...
No.
Now, you see, I really want to kick you, but before I do, just to give it a bit more force, I just need to put my shoes... Oh, these are my slippers. That's not going to make much difference at all.
But, I mean, that's the first thing you do when you're being attacked is put your shoes on.
By Tina.
It's just polite.
Yeah, obviously.
So,
you don't want to attack someone with bare feet.
She grabbed a chair to use as a shield, commonly known in, you know, from... The days of medieval, chairs as shields.
How shit is this attacker?
Is this lady?
He was very hungry, Sam. He was very hungry.
He was weakened by the hunger. Because he's so hungry. He's like, oh, I can't reach you in time. And she moves at 1 mile an hour.
Well, this is exactly what's happened.
Oh, let me just get up. Let me put my shoes on.
So after she was struck in the cheek and forehead during the encounter.
By what?
By him.
His penis.
No, by him. Specific.
He's still got his pants. Has he got his pants around his ankles? Is that what's slowing him down?
Oh, mate, yeah, you like tripped.
You've got to remember this is in America, so
that's why he's here. He's tripped over.
Pants are trousers.
He definitely didn't say, I'm going to cut you either, if his pants are down.
Yeah.
She's just not got a hearing aid in properly.
Oh, I'm going to cut you. Did he say you're going to cut me?
You want me to cook something for you? So eventually.
This is all a misunderstanding.
During the encounter.
You're going to cut me in the ass? What does that mean?
The teenager grew tired and went into the kitchen.
He
grew tired.
This woman's 87 and she's got up.
She's had a full night's sleep.
He's now exhausted.
She's had a full night's sleep at 2 a.m.
This story's insane.
Yeah. So
none of it makes sense. Are you sure he's gone the other way around? Yeah. She's trying to attack him and then she got tired. I was like, oh, I'm going to stop now.
It wasn't a teen attacker. It was actually teen attacker. And teen attacker is 87 years old.
So it was an 87-year-old attacking an 87-year-old. And then he got tired. That makes more sense as to why she thinks she jumped into her shoes.
She jumped into the shoes.
No, she didn't.
It's not a figure of speech. She jumped into them.
Well, where is your news source?
Sky.
Okay.
It's in the sky. So,
it's in the sky. It's just written in the clouds.
Would you like real insights on your M&A?
I'd like some insights to this fucking story, because I've no idea what's going on.
He eventually got bored of punching him in the forehead and revealed he was awfully...
He got bored or he was tired? Which one was it?
He revealed he was awfully hungry. and hadn't had anything to eat for quite a while.
So it's like you're just plucking words from the sky. When you say it's from the sky, it's like you're plucking words from the sky.
He's tired of battering some old lady and goes, can you make me some food?
It's tiring work punching someone in the forehead.
Yeah.
So she
I've been punching you for 10 minutes. Can you at least make me a sandwich, woman?
And she's just like, come on, son. Come on, what are you doing, mate? Fucking give me some more.
Oh, you wait until I jump into my shoes.
She gave him a classic grandma snack. Oh, that's a bit weird. So she gave him a box of peanut butter and honey crackers, because that's going to fill you up. Two protein drinks and two tangerines.
This sounds horrible. She's not very good grandma.
Still sounds like he's plucking words.
Now, after he was fed...
He gave her a box of Shribble Bobs and Blablums.
Shribble Bobs and Blablums.
It just sounds like they've been banging.
So he left behind his knife, a shirt, a pair of shoes that she jumped into, and a water bottle containing alcohol. He was then arrested nearby by police dogs. No, that's not right.
He was arrested. That's
right. He was arrested nearby.
Wolf, you're under arrest.
No, it's woof, woof, woof. The teenager was arrested nearby after being tracked by police dogs. I imagine a human was there as well. Preferably a police person. He faced charges of burglary, criminal threatening. Criminal threatening is apparently a charge. Criminal threatening. Going up to a criminal and going... I'm going to hurt you.
Casual.
You threatened a criminal.
Assault.
She was a criminal then, and he threatened her.
Yeah, apparently. I'm just agreeing with it all now.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's what I just can't be bothered
she
arguing.
She was flying around the neighbourhood, wasn't she? Yeah, that's
right. She turned into a shark and grew spider legs.
Jack Spider.
Apparently, she's become a bit of an international celebrity since the attack, so I'm glad that
I'm
we're
sure she has,
spreading
the
light on the fame.
Spreading the light on the fame. Oh, that's an interesting...
He's just given up on it. He's genuinely got a headache.
From this story.
He's stopped bothering, like, even questioning why I am the way I am.
This story's giving me a stroke.
Is it the story or is it all the other bits of it?
She feels relatively safe.
Now.
What is the story? I don't understand.
She got attacked and fed the attacker.
She got attacked by a pantsless teenager.
What's not to get?
Gave him some food.
She fucking whizzed him up.
Wazzed him, sorry.
My bad.
Now I understand. Now you're
That's
talking
about
That's
the wish.com product, isn't it? Yeah. Would you like a wizzer for your, instead of
I
a wazzer?
I want a wazzer.
So
is she all right?
Yes, yeah, she's
all right.
Besides the punch
to
the forehead, yeah. Repeatedly punched
him. Why did she then make him food?
Because she was 8 to 7. Because she had the opposite of Stockholm Syndrome and felt sorry for him.
That's not the opposite of Stockholm Syndrome.
It is.
He was keeping her captive and she fed him. She got Stockholm Syndrome like that.
She had some kind of syndrome. Feeding teenager syndrome, I don't know. So it's good to know that people, you know, because this were in America as well, so he could have just been shot.
That's true.
And he wasn't, so that's good.
I knew it was in America because of the cracker flavour.
Yeah, honey and peanut butter.
Yeah, because we just have...
See, I love honey and peanut butter.
Yeah, no, but...
And crackers.
We just have
plain over here. Yeah.
Stupid plain crackers, God.
Jacob's other crackers are they available? No. I don't know.
Ritz.
Yeah, but they're not crackers.
Oh, they are.
They're biscuits.
They're crackers.
I don't know. I'd eat them by himself, Ritz.
Thrilling conversation.
Anyway.
Boom. Anyway, old lady's fine. Teenagers arrested.
Yes, for underage drinking.
Hooray.
And criminal threatening.
Underage drinking, that's all they got.
And criminal threatening. If it was in Canada, it would have been several counts of mischief.
It's not just threatening if he's punching her in the face.
It's more than threatening.
No, but I think...
With his pants off as well.
But I think the terminology...
Like, oh, it was just a threat that he was going to do
I think
these
the terminology
things.
Of that is weird because it sounds to me like you can get in trouble for threatening a criminal.
Mm. Yeah, it does.
Or some kind of threatening is all right.
Yeah, certain...
Mild
average,
certain
average
threatening is not criminal.
Yes.
I'm going to fucking punch you in the head. There you go. Not criminal.
The police cow.
Right. That's enough of that.
Upside down.
Enough of that silliness.
Purple.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. It's the end of the show.
Oh.
End of the show.
End of the show.
was nice.
That was a good one. It's not normally that good.
No. There was definitely some harmony going on there. It's the end of the show, folks. Thanks very much for listening. We appreciate you all very much.
Do we not?
I do, actually. Oh. I've changed my mind.
That's good. That was a quick change of mind.
Like a magic trick.
Yeah, instant.
Quick change.
Flip back.
I've never seen someone's mind change so fast.
I'm happy I'm soon.
I saw it happen. I saw it happen in his eyes. So, yes, the end of the episode. Thanks very much for listening. If you would like to come and say hello or give us suggestions
for
stories.
Don't walk into the studio
topics.
Saying hello. That would be weird.
Yeah, no, we don't want to see you in person. But please come and find us online at Killer Rabbit Pod on all the socials. As I say, give us suggestions.
That was an awkward moment of swallowing saliva, wasn't it?
I had some monster stuck. Sorry about that.
had a monster stuck in your throat?
Yeah. Oh, he's trying to get out. Get him in. Get out!
It's just a bad case of tonsillitis.
I don't have tonsils, so...
Physically impossible for me to get tonsillitis.
My tonsils.
Not my tonsils.
But your tonsils. Poindexter.
I don't have tonsils. I got no tonsils.
So it makes you sound like that, yeah. If you have no tonsils.
So it's the end of the show.
Is it?
It is.
I thought we've already passed the end of the show. This is now the post-end show.
This is the end of the show. Or you can email us at killerrabbitpodcast@gmail.com. Oh. Send us ideas for stories. Send us suggestions. Send us jokes, impressions, impersonations, whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Du-du-du-du.
Whatever you need.
Du-du-du-du.
Whatever you want. Whatever you like. Whatever you need. I don't know the words.
And you can also give us a nice little cheeky 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or something like that. Go on, give us a nice kind review. Tell us how much you love the bin content and the trash talk and all of that stuff. And yeah, thank you very much for listening. It's the end, everybody. I've been Sam.
I've been Manson.
I've been Adam.
Bye for now.
Bye.
No, you hang up.
Some pass me the. It's costing a bastard fortune, this international call.